Hello, Tallahassee. Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. If you'd like to join today's show, the call-in line is 850-671-1450. That's 850-671-1450. My guest live in the studio today is Pastor Eric Thomas, and we have quite a few things we're going to try to cover today in these great and quick 30 minutes. We're going to talk about what he does to help churches grow from his organization, iGroup Consultants, Impact Life Ministries, and Influencing Me, influenceme.org. We have a lot to talk about. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm blessed, Pastor. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Moving a little slow, but hey, it's Friday, I tell you.
At least we're moving, right?
Yes, indeed. As we say, it's good to be vertical and
absolutely
not horizontal. Like always, here on What Matters Most to You, let's go before the Lord in prayer. And I'm going to put you on the spot. Would you do the prayer for us today?
Absolutely. Father, we love you. We praise you for all things, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. In this next few moments, Father, we ask your anointing to be upon our voices and the ears of the listeners, that we, Father, would convene on the ideas that you have for us to move and progress in your kingdom. We pray this in Jesus' name and nature. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, my brother. The scripture for today's broadcast comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. And it reads, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." My. Even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. What I'd like to say before we get started is don't forget this Sunday is Father's Day. And I'd like to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Happy Father's Day, my
brother. Happy Father's Day to you too, sir.
So don't forget. And so, and if you're looking for a place to worship on this Sunday, I'd like to invite you out to True Holiness Church of God in Christ, where God has blessed me to be the pastor. Our morning service starts at 8 a.m. for prayer, 9 a.m. for Sunday morning worship. 2344 Lake Bradford Road, unit number 1 here in Tallahassee, Florida. But visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org. That's True Holiness, Church of God in Christ, cogic.org. Visit us on the web, find out more about us, and view the videos while you are there. My guest in the studio today, I'm just going to say he's become a real good friend.
Absolutely.
I value his friendship. We had a chance to talk, and I met him. But we're talking to Eric Thomas. He is a highly influential pastor, keynote speaker, and life and business coach with over 25 years of ministerial and over 15 years business experience. He has performed in such roles as radio, TV host, and special contributor, trade and roadshow presenter, and brand evangelist, spokesperson. I mean, he's done a lot. His life assignment, though, is to empower and impact people with a message of hope, inspiring them to dream and to take action towards their desired end. Eric is the president and founder of Impacting Your World Network, a consultancy for church plants and faith-based business startups. He also founded a monthly idea incubator. And so he's just got so much. I can keep reading. But see, the easiest way to do things,
you make it sound so good.
Eric presently serves as lead pastor of it. But the easiest way to do this, for those who are close around you, if you were to take two of your friends, how would they describe you in three words, Eric?
An innovator. An evangelist, and a unifier. Mm.
So now let's drill down.
Yeah.
Define those three. What do you mean by innovator?
Well, you know, I always believed we should walk in the revelation God gives us. I'd say upgraded revelation that God gives us. We tend to typically put God in the context of our experiences. And without being open to how he wants to continue to reveal himself. So I'm always looking for innovative ways to project ministry, in ministry and in business. When it comes to being a unifier, I believe the body of Christ cannot do this if we're disconnected. I've never broken a bone, but I have dislocated my finger and my shoulder before. It's painful. And I think that the pain the body of Christ is experiencing right now is because we're not connected together. I think Ephesians 3 says, us being connected, each joint supply. Then just being entrepreneurial, man. I just believe in launching and starting and quantum leaps, leaps of faith, you know. That's me. I'm always doing something new.
What drives you to do that?
And my passion is just the kingdom of God in every world sector and all world cultures. That whatever molds society, I believe the kingdom belongs there. So I'm always looking for those ways to minister the gospel, either in the my demonstration of my faith could be the preaching of the gospel, or just being in a business meeting, bringing kingdom principles.
So talk about this whole concept of marketplace ministry.
Yeah.
Is it just another buzzword that's being put out there? What is it? Because you hear the term full-time ministry a lot, and then your marketplace ministry. What is it?
Marketplace ministry, simply, the Christians understanding that their career is their calling. Only 20% of Christians are actually engaged in ministry, so capacity. So if you're not a pastor, full-time or part-time, trustee, usher, music, and I'm talking towards the local body, the other 80%, they attend churches and they give their tithe and offering, but they're not actively engaged in their witnessing and demonstration of their faith. So it's really helping people understand your career is your calling.
So I'm supposed to proselytize at work?
Well, it's a good, that's a good point. I think I told you this over lunch we had recently. In a consultation, I was sharing with the lady that I said to her, we can do more in the name of the Lord than we can using his name. So that's not saying we go to a business meeting or go to the bank to get a loan and we're speaking in tongues and we're taking our Bibles, but going in his name, applying godly principles in the practice of world cultures. So business, government, arts and entertainment, medicine, science. There's a godly principle. The Bible says in Colossians, Jesus fills all things. John 1 says he created all things. So he belongs in everything that has anything to do with our life.
So how do you help ministries and organizations do that and realize that where they are is their ministry? Start from the standpoint of iGroup Consultants.
Okay. So iGroup Consultants actually does the consulting of gift activation. And I birthed that out of a frustration as a senior pastor or a lead pastor of knowing that. And I've led pretty much smaller churches, but once pastored a large church. And it doesn't matter. Any pastor out there knows, large or small, you've got a sector of your church that's unengaged. And so it was really just looking at one of my pastors in Gainesville, when I was in Gainesville, Florida, assessing my membership and finding out where their strengths were. And I found out the majority of them didn't have strength that would actually contribute to the local church, what we did on Sunday and what we did on Wednesday. And it was actually, I know the Bible says that if a person has the gift of administration in Romans 12, let them wait or serve in that gift. And so, you know, where we had administrators who were working for the city or the county or for the university, again, I was in Gainesville, so the University of Florida, was how do we activate them and employing their faith, demonstrating their faith to excel in mastery of the skill and bring kingdom principles to be practiced in that organization. And we just saw magnificent results. So we did assessments, we did training, the off-site, because we want, you know, if we're going to get you involved, let's do some stuff. We would rent out a hotel or do retreats and things like that to get that body engaged. So from that, we birthed the iGroup Consultants.
Mm. And so typically, what does that process consist of? Say, okay, I'm a pastor, and it's okay, I want to get the people engaged. I don't know where I stand. What's the process? If they were to contact you, what would that look like?
Well, the process really starts kind of with a one-to-one or in a group session. It's a series of very simple but very profound questions, like, who are you? Right away, most people would say their name. Well, that's what you're called. That's not who you are. Who are you at your core? What are your core values? What are your peak moments? Kellogg School of Business calls it a moment of transcendence. I'm having a peak moment right now. I'm called to do this. Be on the air, radio, coaching, training. You're having a peak moment. This is what God designed you to do. Then we ask people, why did you come here to the world? Why did you come here? There's something God created us to do. God told Jeremiah, before you were formed, I knew you. I ordained you, I sanctified you to be a prophet unto the nations. So it's those integral questions, working through those questions, and these are not just questions you write down, simple answers. These are a series of questions that leads to the actual assessments that we do with people and finding their strength and working from their strengths.
And so you go through all this. What's the typical transformational period? I mean, from start to finish, say you come in on average, and I know churches are different, but you come in, you do these assessments, because in corporate America, they have all these 360-degree feedback things, mm-hmm. and they bring in consultants, and they find, you know, they give you these findings, and then you go into this implementation program, mm-hmm. and they say, so how long does it typically take from start to finish when you come in and begin working with an organization to see some type of result?
You know, that again, you said they vary. We know this, that a person can learn a new skill in 2 weeks. They can master that new skill in 2 months. And they can really be transforming an industry in 2 years. We always ask for a year commitment just to get over, help people find their blind spots in their lives, whether that be fear, intimidation, insecurity, insignificance. Those things just kind of blind what's really right up under our nose a lot of times. We're looking, grasping all over the place, traveling around the world, going to conferences, and usually God's just got those things right up under our nose. So it's just helping you get past your blind spots. And then, of course, you know, when God would redeem Saul, he would have him go to Ananias to help him get over his blind spots. So I kind of call myself the Ananias of helping people get past their blind spots. But he activated something in the Apostle Paul, and Paul then became one of the most influential apostles in the first century church.
Wow. You're listening to What Matters Most to You, and I'm your host, Vincent T. Edwards. My guest today is Mr. Eric Thomas, and we're talking about how his gift to the body of Christ helps churches and organizations grow. How could people find out more about what you do from the consulting standpoint?
Yeah, the website, www.igroupconsultants.com. And there you'll see just a lot of what I've just said to you, explained to you. It's right there on our website.
From your experience in doing this, what's the biggest challenge, I guess, or how can I rephrase this, that 70, 80% that's just sitting on the pews, why are they so disconnected? They seem to be engaged, mm-hmm. but disconnected. Why?
We could be here all day with that answering that one. I kind of give you a biblical perspective of when, you know, David went to fight Goliath, but Saul had an army on the front line of battle that was unengaged, trained, equipped, but unengaged. And again, there's a number of blind spots that are there. I don't know why that particular army was not engaged. David came down, heard that this giant was saying, listen, if the Israelites lose to the Philistines, like the nation is in balance. My children, my livelihood, my legacy is in balance. But no one will respond. So sometimes you're dealing with lethargy. Sometimes you're dealing with apathy. Sometimes you're dealing with fear and intimidation, like I said, insecurity. You know, sometimes you're dealing with spectators. So people just, you know, come. It's all about culture. And once you identify the culture in your ministry, your organization, then you know what kind of people to bring into that culture. You know, we usually just look for volunteers to come in. And but if they're not motivated, or let me use the word committed. And that's why I said we usually ask for that 1-year process just for you to commit to yourself.
And who or what organization or what size or type of organization would benefit the most from what you have to offer?
Our specialty is our small businesses and small churches.
And define small from a numerical standpoint.
Well, you know, the Charisma magazine says a small church is anything with 100, 150 or less is considered a small church.
Okay.
So an organization usually would be a solopreneur or someone who has 10 or less employees.
Okay. You know, they say leadership is all about influence.
Absolutely.
I want you to talk to me about Influence Me. It's your event that's coming up. What is this all about?
Very excited about that. It's a marketplace, Leadership Advance. We don't use the word retreat because we want to move forward. Jesus said, Matthew 16, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Where gates are intended to keep people out. So the church then is supposed to be a movement. And so we designed this and to have a discussion. It's an education, but it's also an execution culture. Whenever we do, you're not just going to get information. We're going to activate you. So it's going to be very practical, very personal, very in your face. So it's not one of those things where you're going to come and you're going to get that high, you know, that fix, and you go back and you do. We're going to set up some accountability systems in there. So every world culture, again, faith, family, finances, government, arts and entertainment, you name it, we're going to be talking from those aspects and how the kingdom applies to those.
Talk about some of the speakers and when and where it's going to be held and any costs associated with this event.
Absolutely. It's June 23rd through the 25th. It will be at the Greater Love Church of God in Christ, one of my dearest and best friends, Pastor Eric Johnson. Shout out to him. 524 East Orange Avenue starts on Thursday night, the 23rd, 5:30 to 7. We have a networking. It's just going to teach you the tools and techniques and the treasures of networking. It's more than just going and handing out your business cards. It's actually learning how to pitch yourself in 30 seconds or less. And then at 7 p.m., it will be the first session. Go ahead.
I
know you got
I just lit up when you talked about that old good old elevator pitch.
Yeah,
because I was just going to ask you. I was just going to put you on the spot. What do you do?
Yeah, well, the elevator pitch is what you do. How do you do it? Who do you do it for? All right. So my name is Eric Thomas. I'm a consultant for small businesses and small ministries, and I help them overcome their blind spots and mobilizing their people and their organization, and give them the tools and treasures and techniques to growth.
And my listening audience, that is not something that is easy to do. Have to sit down and draft
absolutely.
It and come up with it and then internalize it and make it your own. That's why I
appreciate it. I love it. I love the practice.
So the outcome of this conference, what do you expect or what do you desire?
Yeah, the takeaways is one of those things that our team has really, really prayed over and asked the Lord to make sure that people have something to take away. So again, whatever industry that you're in, and there is no industry, there's no calling, there's no career that is insignificant. You look through the Bible, God used some people that seemed least likely. From Proverbs, where Solomon said there was an old poor man who helped the city come with a war strategy. So whoever you are and wherever you are in life, you will learn the tools, the sciences of persuasion. From going to the bank to going to City Hall to where this is the capital city where laws are legislated, decisions are made. It's an educational hub. New industries are going to be coming to this area, and I believe the body of Christ is going to be a part of the movement that's happening in the capital city. Of course, and you have great surrounding areas in Gadsden County and Chattahoochee and Crawfordville and Wakulla County and those areas as well. So we're inviting everyone to come and be a part. Just plug in and engage, and you're going to leave full.
The website is influence-me.org. Disruptors rather than speakers? Explain that concept.
Yeah. Well, if anybody's ever heard of disruptive technology, and disruptive technology simply is a technology that comes in and displaces whatever was happening before. A good example is, when's the last time you've been to Blockbusters? It's been a minute. They don't even exist. Redbox. And that's why I work with small churches and small businesses, because small is the new big. A Redbox placed outside of a CVS displaced storefronts all around the globe. And so these disruptors are coming to show how the smallest, David was small in stature. It actually tickled Goliath to death when David came at him. But small is the new big. I show in scripture again. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I. We normally say that when we plan a big service and only two or three people show up.
Yeah,
we
to,
say,
well,
God
justify.
Is here, right.
Trying to justify.
He wasn't trying to justify bad marketing or show up for your service. He was saying it was actually, it's a prophetic secret that small is the new big.
Wow. Small is the new big.
Right.
How can you get people to internalize that? Because think about your smaller venues, mm-hmm. and they're there and they turn on TV and you have these organizations, 5,000, 10,000 people in service, and then you pass by churches and cars are overflowing everywhere, and then you get to your sanctuary and you may have 10, 15 people. And it's like, okay, how do you say small, you know, is the new big when those things are going on? Is it numbers or impact?
It's measured all about impact. And what you'll also, I've talked with several large church pastors, these are pastors with 1,000 or more members. They're actually trying to integrate this into their churches. So they specialize in small groups because they know it's more intimate. They are able to really put their hands to molding the parishioners and members of their churches. So you'll see large churches. You'll see some big organizations that actually have small breakoffs. So because they understand, again, that the power of being in an atmosphere that is intimate, highly charged, where people can actually receive. We're not just in a room of thousands and thousands of people. We intentionally did influence me. We cut the registration off at 100.
That's what I was getting. Oh, so 100 people. So talk to us a little bit more about some of the topics, again, that are going to be covered here by your disruptors.
Okay. So those of you that want to write a book in particular, we're going to talk about how to write a book in 30 days, publish it, package it, present it. My presenter will be Cheryl Thomas, and we don't just happen to have the same last name. She's actually my cousin. Her father and my father are twin brothers, but she's an Amazon bestseller many times. And again, maybe you are in the field of technology. We're going to talk about the tools and treasures and techniques of technology and how faith integrates in that, science, medicine. We're going to talk about arts and entertainment. We're going to talk about radio. We're going to talk about television. Paul Bass from CTN right here in Tallahassee will be there talking about that. We're going to talk about social media techniques and how to be effective on in that. We're going to also talk about monetizing all of this. It's very important because money moves your mission or your message. One of the reasons the LGBT agenda moves so quickly, it's only a small group. They're only about 2% of the world population, but they have the money to move it. So we want to talk about that. That's a really important piece to all the what you want to do. We're going to be doing is how to monetize all of this.
I remember when I was working in state government, I had a division director sit down and talk with me and then shared with me, he says, Vincent, you could have some of the best ideas in the world. Mm-hmm. You can have some of the best plans and they will work. But the challenge comes in selling those ideas to get them funded. Because you can say, well, how did he get that funded and it's garbage and they're losing money? Whereas this, you have to have the ability to get it funded. And so that's what I'm hearing you're going to be talking about.
And they're all biblical principles. There's a terminology I'm sure you're familiar with called crowdfunding.
Yes.
Okay, crowdfunding is in the Bible. When the woman went to Elijah and said, listen, I've got some taxes I need to pay. They're coming to get my kids. Crowdfunding is simply knowing how to ask other people. He said, go get you some jars and oil and go ask your neighbors to give you some oil. And he said, don't ask for a few. Ask a lot of people. So we're going to teach you the tools biblically. Everything that the world is doing, though, all around the world, people are applying biblical and spiritual principles to their practices. So we just need to find these treasures in Scripture. We're going to unlock them and show you how to engage them.
Wow. My guest, Eric Thomas, entrepreneur, speaker, host, man of many talents, pastor.
God bless. It all belongs to him.
Very insightful. If you were to be limited, just to say, this is the only thing you can do. Every day, you know, wake up, you do this, just limited in your scope, one thing. What would that one thing be?
I do it every day. I'm focused. My family, my faith, my finances. That's it. That's my focus every day. Kissing my wife and my kids and going into the world. Demonstrating my faith in the practice of my skill sets and my accumulated knowledge, and then monetizing it. One of the things David asked when he said he was going to fight Goliath, he asked, how much do I get paid for this? What shall happen to the man who kills this giant? He said, you're going to have your taxes paid off. You're going to get silver and gold. Of course, you're going to get the king's best-looking daughter. The Lord's already given me the best looking wife, you know.
All right. All right. Man, if you had the chance, national platform, to speak to every single pastor in the world at one time, and you had their undivided attention, what would you say to them right now to get them to pick up the phone and to call for your services?
I think I would tell them, I would create a sense of urgency by saying, do it now. All we have is now. When Jesus, John 9, I think it was, they came to him, said, this boy is blind, his mama or daddy, sin, he says, none of that's important. I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. I would just say, do it now. Whatever that is, because if I'm talking to the platform of national leaders, they're probably from all different cultures, all different worldviews. I just say, whatever God's calling you to do, do it now. He told the disciples, come follow me. They did it right then. And I'm trying to create a sense of urgency in the body of Christ. Time is not on our side.
And with that being said, that whole concept of sense of urgency, with so many churches that exist, with so many professing Christians, why isn't there, or why does there seem to be a lack of impact, indelible marks, imprints of the church community in society, if Christians truly believe that they have the best thing going? Why isn't there an impact? Why isn't that mark of Christ, like 12 men had, when we got, I'm just going to say, at least 12 million. Right. So, you know, right. I'm just throwing out a number. From 12 to where we are now, why is there such a big disconnect and things are...
I would reverse that by taking that same why and asking a lot of churches, why do you exist? Great Baptist preacher down in Fort Lauderdale said, if we found out that this thing about Jesus was all a hoax, he said, most churches would never need to close their doors.
Wait a minute. Say that again. I got to make sure I grasp that.
He said, if we found out that this story of Jesus, all is in the Bible, was a hoax, he said, most American churches would never need to close their doors because it was never about Christ anyway.
Oh, my Lord.
They would just keep doing what they were already doing.
So what I'm hearing is the reason we're not moving forward is kind of like, and I've heard this so many times, is like, you know, like they say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, you know, I give it to you. But the church has plenty of silver and gold now, but they don't have power.
The first century church moved in power.
Because they don't have Christ at the center.
Right.
So they wouldn't have to change anything because they're not preaching Christ.
Absolutely. No. I mean, it's just, it's some singing. There's some talking. You know, there's a lot of churches that you don't even open your Bible. I mean, there's just a lot of different constructs where they're under the guise of a church or a spiritual institution, but the body of Christ, the Church of Jesus Christ. And, you know, this might sound judgmental. A lot aren't when you take the acid test. They're not there.
Wow. And so you can help churches.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to give you the last word and the last question. They're looking at me now. I'm going to give you the last word, whatever you want to say. But the last question is, the title of this show is What Matters Most to You. Eric, what matters most to you?
The kingdom of God in all world cultures. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I just say to people, let's lift Jesus up.
Last word about the conference, about what you do. It's yours.
Yeah. Most importantly, you'll learn more about me coming to the conference. June 23rd through the 25th. Influence Me. Go to the website, influence-me.org. I'm going to offer those listeners right now a special rate. Those are listening to What Matters Most. The registration is $45. Everyone that's listening, just call me, 850-345-1783. I'll give you a special rate of $25.
Say that number again.
850-345-1783.
Man, I got it.
Just for your listeners.
Just for my listeners. Appreciate it, man. You're a brother. Time has just gone. My producer's been waving me off. Thank you so very much. Thank you. We're going to have you back. We're going to talk some more about what you do. And
I look forward to it.
I want to really get you out there in the community to help churches grow, because I truly believe in what you're doing. You've been listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host and one and only, Vincent T. Edwards. Thank you for tuning in and listening. But remember, like always, in all that you do, be magnificent. Until next time, be good, be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing to someone.